Take it away.
Yes, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Link Up Podcast with your host, Mr. King, Kana, Woods, and Rashid in the building.
Yo.
Kalissa couldn't make it here today, but you know, keeping the energy going in spite of her. And hopefully, you know, one thing y'all can notice is my audio is a little better this time. So, you know, we're trying to do this podcast the right way. But yeah, today we're gonna be passing it off to Kana because, you know, in the theme of, like I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, and us trying to, you know, bring more structure and whatnot into the episodes, today's theme episode is gonna be led by Kana. So Kana, could you give us more detail on what we're gonna be doing and talking about today?
But so one of the main topics I would like to discuss today, at least, is, for lack of a better term, social responsibility that let's say podcasters have. So what I mean by that, I mean, like, okay, so obviously I'm going to use the link up as a main example. Do y'all think we have a social responsibility to, let's say, our island or our, well, yeah, our island, St. Martin, and in Woods' case, Aruba, to quote unquote report or talk about what's going on the island, or let's say even up here, so that we live in Amsterdam and stuff, most, yeah, we live in Amsterdam. So do y'all think it's our duty to talk about what's going on, or do we have all the freedom we want to just have our own, how to say, do our own, yeah, basically do our own stuff without adhering to what's going on around us? I guess we're gonna start off first with what's on my little laptop, since you're on the far left.
I mean, if you're using ourselves as a reference point, I would say yes, just because of the way the nature of the podcast is. But it also really depends on what's happening, you understand? You don't have to address everything, but if it's something that's really like affecting your people in some type of way, again, I don't think you are obligated to do something, but if you have a platform and you have the means to address a situation or talk about it, it would be, it would be a little bit like a shame if you don't use it to like shed light on something, or at least give your perspective into something, just because you have the audience. Not everybody has the means to talk to people in a broad spectrum.
But then, with that being said, would you think that, like, let's just say if your podcast or if your platform only having like 25 people per view, is it that important? Obviously, people, not that many people care about what you have to say.
I mean, yeah, but a lot of people don't have even 25 people listening to them.
But that's even more tempting to my point. So, like, if that's the thing, like, what's the point of me talking about, let's say, for instance, Black Lives Matter? If I don't feel like talking about it, I only have 25 people. Like, what's the point?
I mean, I get what you're saying, but it comes it again, it comes down to, if you have a somewhat of an audience, and if it benefits you to talk about it, not benefiting you directly, but benefiting either the people you are standing with, then it just helps your audience to know where you come from, especially because when you're a quote unquote, even though you don't have a big audience, but you are selling a product. The same way we expect certain companies or whatnot to show their allegiance, to be like, what? Because you are a product. That's what you are. If you have a podcast on social media or whatnot, if you have something on the internet trying to entertain people, you're a product, regardless of what you think or not. So your audience, even though, like, because your silence also says something. So if you don't, it really depends on what the topic is. So if you're using Black Lives Matter as a topic, if you're not saying anything, not even a quick, a, you know, like, things are, times are rough right now, things are going on, like, we are going to do the regular show, but we need to address this first, and then we go on with the regular show. Like, if you don't do that, then people, that then you not saying anything also says something. So it really depends on what are your, yeah. Black Lives Matter is a very tricky subject, because that, like, not saying anything also says something in that specific case. Let me just say.
I gonna come back to you with that one, but just because I'm not here, the other two points, we will continue.
I had a question, basically, and it's like, does it matter if a Louis Vuitton or, let's say, some luxury product or a clothing brand says Black Lives Matter? Like, is that something that we actually care about? Or, like, let's say H&M, for example, a place where...
Maybe yes. I was going to say initially no, but thinking about it, yeah, it does make a difference. But it's a hollow message if they're just saying Black Lives Matter, but then within the company, they're not enforcing or they're not implementing that same mentality as well.
Yeah. Because I was just watching another one of the Joe Budden podcasts, and he was talking about Complex. There was this lady who used to work at Complex and wrote this whole letter and stuff. Complex, you know, being a platform for everyday struggle, if y'all not familiar.
Yeah.
But basically, we're showing how Complex putting out these Black Lives Matter statements and saying how they stand in solidarity with the movement, etc. But then she's talking about there's a whole lot of instances that show that they don't really value Black people. And these is other conversation I've been hearing people talk about, where it's like Black people constantly skipped over for promotions, or like in the corporate space in general, not just at like a Complex, where you have Black people working at a place for 5 years and some white person who is less qualified comes in and they get promoted within no amount of time, type of things. Basically saying that y'all don't really value your Black employees, type of thing, or Black life within your company, but you're trying to put up this statement that is, like you say, kind of basically a hollow statement.
But this is why I'm kind of like, I still, because here's where you come in with the tackle then. Because when they say something and this comes out, then you can address it. But if they stay silent, this does not come out, and then people will not even know that this is going on in the beginning. So I would rather them come out and support something, and then people put fire under the ass to be like, oh yeah, you support us? Well, let's see if you really support us. You understand? Because that's the only way you're going to find out what really going on is what's going on, what's not going on. Because if they stay quiet, then it's free for us to assume the other thing, you understand? So I would rather them to just say something for me to know, okay, how are we going to tackle this situation, you understand?
Okay, I have a question to respond to that. Let's say it's a company that you already support, you already buy from. Let's say, since you're a music person, Backshop Music Place, like,
yeah.
If they don't put out a statement saying Black Lives Matter, does that mean you don't shop with them anymore, for example?
But that's the thing. It depends on, look, for example, with Bucks, yes. Like, would I like it if they do it? Yeah. I mean, like, hey. But at the same time, like, I'm not expecting Bucks to do anything. But those are not the companies I'm looking at. I'm looking at, like, even though, like, yes, music, I'm looking at certain industries that, specifically the music industry, where if you look at the history of music, like from rock and roll to rap, all created by Black people. So when it comes to specific industries, I have a more razor eye look at them. If you look at the clothing industry, I'm looking at them specifically because when it comes to looking at clothing trends and stuff like that, it's the Black community that sets the trend that everybody else follows. So certain companies that go to Black people specifically to promote their products, I'm looking at you when it comes to Black Lives Matter, because you've been profiting out of the black community to begin with. So when it comes to Sony, when it comes to these companies that profited off of black people, I am looking at a statement from you, because Sony made a majority of the money from Michael Jackson to begin with. So
yeah, was he really like
certain?
Kana, come on, let's get serious, guy. We know what Michael Jackson is. I understand what you're trying to say, but we know what Michael Jackson is. He's black.
The Jackson 5, right. Like all of the, like, with when it comes to certain things, like, I'm more razor focused on certain companies because they've been profiting off of black people. So if you look at the Netherlands, for example, like, if what is this radio name?
53 Phonics.
Phonics.
If they didn't come up with a statement, for example, I'd be like, what? You understand? Because I expect it from certain companies. I expect a sort of reaction. I'm not expecting a reaction from Chick-fil-A. You understand?
But then, if equality is the goal, should it be a blanket something throughout all big companies?
Yes, but
where they directly benefit from black people or not, they should have this, at least have black people in those companies as well. Don't they also deserve to be looked after and be like, hey, why nobody thinking after you as well?
Yes, I would prefer it, but that's not the situation we're in. Right now we're fighting, and it's an
ideological
war, basically.
It's what allows the camera.
Yeah, so it's a war in ideology. You understand? So like, we need to know, because for a lot of people thought that, or prior to the protests and stuff happening, for example. A lot of people had the idea that, okay, like, the U.S., the majority of them are just racist and stuff like that. They don't really care about black people like that. Or, like, there was a lot of shit going on. So, like, right now we need to know, or we needed to know where we stand. Like, how many people actually support us and how many people just fake supporting. And the only way you're going to find out is by everybody making statements and then showing receipts. Now, if you're making a statement and you're showing the receipts, your actions behind those.
On that note of what you mentioned, like the action and stuff like that, there's certain people like Michael Jordan and whatnot that pledged to donate $100 million to particular black causes over the next 10 years. What do y'all think about an action like that? When you think about $100 million, it sounds like a lot of money, but over a span of 10 years, and I don't know how many organizations, I don't know if it's like one particular or let's say 10 particular organizations, because that might break up that amount of money even further. Like, what do y'all think about stuff like that?
Okay, let me just go first and then give the floor to everyone else. When it comes to Michael Jordan, I mean, they both. When it comes to him giving $100 million, for him, that's a lot.
Is that a lot for him?
Yes.
Like, because considering how much he has, the man is a billionaire. Like, is that really a lot of money for Michael Jordan?
Does he have $1 billion in cash, or does he have $1 billion in estate?
You could Google that now. Michael Jordan is a billionaire.
Yeah, but like, because some people, they're billionaires, but they also look at like the estate he has, the product he has. They accumulate all of that. And
some of it might be assets, and you're worth $1 billion. But either way, if you're worth $1 billion, you have more than $100 million somewhere.
Yeah,
like, you could sell your cars, sell some stock, something to turn that into liquid cash that is worth a little more.
Let's say he's worth $1 billion, and he gave out $100 million. That's 10% of his worth.
Okay.
Like, if any other company gave 10% of what they're worth.
I feel it.
Would be way more than 100. Yeah, but, like, that's why, like, we like.
Well, I understand your analogy. If he was given every.
A lot of people don't even give 10% of what they make to charity.
Yeah, but again, Woods, 100 million, yes. A billionaire is a lot of money, but you have to understand, too, what was the one I find was the important thing in that whole story was over 10 years. Now, he's going to make that back. Yeah. Before 10 years even done that.
But the, no, I get what you're saying. But before you give out a large sum of money, you have to first vet to see, okay, are these charities I'm giving the money to? Where's the money going to? Other stuff. Because a lot of companies gave money to Black Lives Matter, but they gave it to the wrong website. No.
Mm-hmm.
They gave it to a man that just had a charity called Black Lives Matter and not the real Black Lives Matter Foundation. So I would rather, instead of him, like, in a span of 10 years, yes, make sure the money you're giving out goes to the right things and to the people that actually are supporting the cause, and to maybe give it to colleges for black children to actually be able to go to college, stuff like that. If it's something like that, and it's in a span of 10 years, and he's, let's say he's doing it for black kids to be able to go to school and stuff like that, and if it's in a span of 10 years, then yeah, then it's going to be able to help people for 10 years to be able to go to college or whatnot. Like, it really depends on where this money is going to. And maybe that's why it's taking 10 years. Because if it's for colleges and stuff like that, then I get why it would take that long.
Well, basically, like, that's a somewhat of a tangent from the main question. But it's like, when it comes to donations like that.
Well, Rashid, how you feel about it? Well, MJ, Michael Jordan specifically. I forget, MJ is also Michael Jackson.
So 100 million over 10 years, that's 10 mil a year.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, like, to me, it don't really sound that bad. Just to me. Like, I know he's worth a whole lot more. I mean,
it's one of those things where I don't want it to, like, come off and misconstrue what I'm saying in the sense that I'm ungrateful and he shouldn't. It's just like,
because
I don't know. Like, to me, that's the thing, is like, when it comes to my general standpoint on donations and philanthropy, charity, is like, nobody has to do this. So it's like, whatever you decide to do, if you decide to contribute 100,000, 10,000, is like, you didn't have to, you wasn't obligated by anybody to do anything. It's like, it's your money, you made it, you free to do and spend it how you want. Like, it ain't up to me. I feel like if you do have it, you should feel a little bit more compelled to give back in some kind of way. And however you feel is enough to do it. Because this is something that has come up many times with different crises and whatnot. Different celebrities donate a certain amount, and then there's a whole bunch of backlash because people feel they don't donate enough. And it's like, who is you to tell anybody? Yeah, who's you to tell anybody how much to donate? But I'm just thinking, like, when I see these donations, I don't know how much it changes. Because, like, when it comes to, like, donating money to charity, I know a lot of this, it kind of feels like hollow statements again to me, because a lot of this is just, okay, I move some money around, it's tax write-offs that I benefit from in a certain way too, while it's just kind of good PR for my company. Let's say Jordan brand, Jordan in particular is one of those people that had, with this last documentary and stuff like that and other things, how much people was going into him in particular with The Last Dance. It's like, you needed to do some PR to kind of rehabilitate your public image a little bit regarding certain things on black issues in particular, because that was one portion of the document that it kind of focused on, how he didn't support a particular candidate that was running at the time and how much his endorsement could have potentially helped sway that election versus endorsing the racist thing. And then you made some comment about conservatives buy sneakers as well. And it was like, all right, Jordan. And that's kind of why I look at this somewhat. I'm thinking from that history, maybe I'm pessimistic and cynical and just trying to see the negative in it. I know the money certainly will help whoever it is that is going to. But
I think it's kind of like a Woods. I started to more understand what Woods was saying before with the whole looking for certain people, like certain companies more than others. Because when it comes to like black activism or anything like that, I'm not looking for Jordan. Jordan, just like King was saying earlier, Jordan has historically showed that he doesn't give a shit when it comes to these kind of things. When it comes to even support, not even a tweet or social media post, nothing like that. Jordan has always been silent. No donation or nothing like that. So the fact that all of a sudden now, because this thing is a big social thing that's going on in the world now, now you want to give, now you want thing, but like, nah, move from here. Like, I ain't really give a shit. But like King said as well, on the same end of that coin, if he is giving anything would be beneficial. Again, my whole thing is giving money, hearing all the stuff that happened in the past, doing a little research I have about it, and looking at the stuff that I have witnessed as well, giving money is not enough. Like, people could give money, but obviously, of all of the decades that have passed after money is given, I mean, can we say it has helped in any bit?
It hasn't helped, because at the end of the day, the only thing that actually makes change is
the
people that's in the government.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like right now, like, there's hope, fellas. At least hope in the U.S. In the sense that right now, like, our generation and the Gen Zers, the generation after us, we get it old, fellas, are more susceptible to people lying to them, and also research way more than our parents did. In terms of what people say and what they do. And this whole situation with Corona and Black Lives Matter and all of that has people a lot more laser focused to the candidates they're voting for, at least in the States. So November is going to be very interesting. That's all I have to say.
Just to add on to that, though, like, the change is not only something that the States happening, because some of the ripple effects is like it going on here and affecting us in the Netherlands too. Where I don't know if y'all was following, but there was a whole controversy with like Veronica Inside and one of their
I was checking out. Give a quick thing. What I was about though.
Because to my knowledge, it started with during the Black Lives Matter protest on the dam. During that, there was Akwasi, who was a Dutch rapper. He had made certain statements, and there's a show. I don't remember the name of the show, but Johan Derksen, one of the commentators of whatever show it is that was on Veronica Inside, like, he had made some comments. I didn't look too deeply into the situation, but he made some jokes then, in his opinion.
There was a picture of Black Pete on the screen.
Matters.
And he made a joke, basically, I'm paraphrasing, the joke was something of, yeah, it could be Akwasi, you know, while the picture of Black Pete was on the screen. So
make more sense, but basically he made that joke, and then there was like the next day he went on and he kind of doubled down on his thing, and he said like, I stand by opinion. He just thought it was a joke type of thing, and then they had some advertisers pulling some stuff from them. Then there was a statement from the Oranje Elftal, the national Dutch soccer team. They had decided that they're no longer doing any interviews or allowing access to Veronica Inside to have any dealings with them. And then
great,
I think there was some more that happened. I don't. There was supposedly the Johan guy. I think he's thinking about resigning or something at this point because of like all the backlash and criticism on the whole situation. So it's like just saying that it's not just change happening or pressure being put on certain corporations and institutions. It's like there's a ripple effect.
Yeah.
This goes back to the original topic. Then, is it our responsibility as groups of individuals who has a platform to be talking about those kind of topics?
Yes.
I mean, it would benefit to bring light to it, especially if you have a massive audience, especially if you have some type of influence. Like, even if your platform, whatever type of content you put out there, is not necessarily this type of content, just like Wood say, before you get into your regular content, you just bring it up, say your piece on it, say where you stand, and then go about your business afterwards.
To me,
regarding the responsibility, whether you have to or not, I feel it kind of depends on your platform and it depends on the topic, in a sense that, like, let's say for us, with our level of expertise, how much can we really say on COVID that would be helpful? That is one thing where I feel like In some senses, it's the responsible thing to not interject, especially because none of us are experts. Like, the most thing we can do is highlighting general and be like, all right, well, based on our level of understanding of these things, we're looking at the WHO or CNN or whatever actual proper institution it is that has the expertise. To me, that is the responsible thing. If it's just like social issues and Black Lives Matter or something like that, we're all Black people. We could we have an opinion on that. I feel like that is well within our realm, our wheelhouse, our level of expertise for us to give actual, somewhat beneficial opinion on, in my opinion. Right. It doesn't have to be everything. If we're going in depth into health and nutrition and what is the right way to live, is like we have some level of understanding from our personal research and personal understanding, but it's like we're not doctors or nutritionists. Woods is a vegan guy that does a lot of research into health and food and stuff, so he maybe knows a little bit more than the rest of us, but even he has his limits and stuff where it's like he's not a nutritionist, he's not a doctor. It's like, so take it with a grain of salt type of thing. That's, to me, that's the main thing when it comes to responsibility. Like, are you, just because you're talking about it doesn't mean you're helpful. Just because you covering, like, there's a lot of misinformation out there, and
especially with COVID.
Yeah, like,
but I think it really depends also, like, if you use COVID again as an example, like, if you're just spreading information that you got, so if you're saying, okay, all the information that I'm going to present to you guys, I got it from RVM. So, so if you're doing that, then you're still spreading it, like, it's information from people that are highly educated in the subject, and you're just passing it on to the rest of the public. Because you know,
Are you following APA guidelines, basically? Like, are you living according to the APA sourcing guidelines?
Yeah, so if you're doing that, that's fine, you understand? But like, if you're saying, yeah, well, I saw this thing on Facebook and it said eat garlic, and then you're not helping the situation. Then you're just.
But you're, honestly,
my mother and aunt, old people that believe everything is on the internet.
But, like, to be completely honest, though, even regarding the COVID situation, I'm not 100%. Part of the reason I wasn't really sharing nothing on Facebook or nothing like that regarding COVID is I'm not even sure when it's WHO, when it's the RIVM and these things. Like, I'm not even 100% sure if I trust these organizations. Not to say that they intending to lie, but there have been conflicting messages at different times as information is updated and people find out more. And
Kind of put on a mask. Put on, I mean,
headphones.
Put on headphones.
Yeah, man. My bad.
But I get that. Like, I knew from the moment that with the whole mask thing, it was kind of bullshit, but I get why they said it. Because the main reason why they said it was they had a shortage of masks. And the government was trying to hog masks for the nurses and stuff like that.
But I mean, like, some of the confusion for me comes when you see certain conflicting things. For example, if the RAVM is saying something that's slightly different to the WHO, and not necessarily, like, when you have who's supposed to be the trusted institutions, but it's just different countries, different trusted institutions conflicting each other type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's when I feel some of the confusion comes in, because it's like, okay, I know. For example, I am in the Netherlands, so I should be listening to the RIVM because maybe they know about the situation that happened specific to the Netherlands. But then it's like, I don't know. I just honestly have not been looking too deeply into it. I've been using some common sense stuff that I feel is the general guidelines that everybody been dealing with. Like, I wear a mask on public transportation because I have to, but that's pretty much it.
I mean, the Netherlands is doing good, so it worked.
Yeah, but people traveling and thing now. But anyway, that the whole thing. I wanted to go back to what Wood was saying. The whole thing about not saying something is saying something. I feel like that's kind of a dangerous statement, because what about those entertainment areas, or let's just move away from just podcasts. Mm-hmm. What about those entertainment areas that people go to for relief?
I get that. But you can still, if you use entertainment for a bit, look at Dave Chappelle, known as a comedian, still took the time, even though he's a comedian, and even though you go to him to laugh and stuff like that, he brought some light to it. Mind you, I wouldn't even, the special that he did was not a comedy.
It was more a
public address, and because just the way he is and his mannerism made, even though I wasn't laughing because it was funny, but more of the irony of it, that it was real, like it was true, like it was just facts what he's saying, and just the way he is made me laugh a little bit, but I wouldn't say it was funny, and not everybody can do what he did, but regardless, like, if you're a black comedian, if you're a musician, if, like, because you are, especially living in the States, you are going through the same things that all the most black people go through, or you went through it prior to making it in life. So if you're not saying anything, then you're being the joker in the situation, like, everything is good, you know, like, you're not even addressing it, not even in a short statement or a tweet. We're not saying that you have to do it on your platform, but you gotta speak up in some type of way, at least.
Why I ask that is because, or why I feel like that's a little bit dangerous of a statement, because, for instance, if you have a podcast and you have a following, but yet you don't necessarily have all your emotions or your feelings together, or you don't have all your information together, and you choose not to speak on it, and you choose to continue your regular content, that does not necessarily mean you're supporting the other side just because you're not saying anything.
No, we're not saying yes, but if you stay the whole time without saying anything, yeah, you can take your time, take in your thoughts, feel what you need to feel, and then make your statement. But if your statement is, for example, that you're not saying anything, and you're just acting like everything's hunky-dory, use a white... everything's hunky-dory, then... yeah, you're making a statement. If you don't say anything at all throughout the whole, especially if you live in the States and the majority of your followers are American, like, you not saying anything, say something. Like, what's this guy's name again? I think his name is Marcus Brown. He does YouTube reviews. He's a black tech guy reviewer. Yeah.
Marquise Brownlee.
Yeah. So even he, like, before he went to his regular stuff, he made a short statement, uploaded it. Didn't happen immediately, but it happened eventually. And, like, he just related it to himself. He looked at the industry. He was like, you know, as a tech reviewer, like, a lot of time, like, you don't really think about it, but now that I'm thinking about it, like, I don't see a lot of people like me doing tech reviews. I'm one of the only black guy actually doing it, and you only notice it, like, sometimes I notice it, like, when I go to, like, these YouTube parties and I'm standing there and, like, yeah, I'm like, it's only me, like, I'm not everyone has to do it, but you don't have to. Okay, what I'm trying to say is, when you don't say something, it looks like you are afraid that you're gonna lose a certain portion of your audience because you're afraid of supporting a movement, because you do not want to bring politics into your product. Because then what I'm saying, when you don't say anything, that's how it's going to reflect, because you're trying to stay neutral.
Question.
Yeah.
How do we feel about Drake?
What do you do?
Drake? No, like, he didn't do nothing in particular, but that's kind of what I mean, in the sense, like, when you think about, because I don't know if y'all was aware of paying attention, kind of, you might not be, I don't know, but there was issues with, like, J. Cole and No Name, kind of around the similar topic that we're talking about now, of, like, when you don't speak up. Like, do you have to speak up? Because her whole issue, No Name is another rapper, she had issue with people like a J. Cole. That basically you have this massive platform and you're not speaking out. When it's like, if you tweeted out something, if you tweeted out this charity link or whatever, it probably could like help so much, and people expressing their frustrations. And I just think on somebody like a Drake, whereas like Drake is like the biggest, highest selling artist, like at least rapper, that is profits off of the black community. Okay, cool. Listen, that's no problem with me. I have no problem not qualifying Drake as a rapper. I'm just trying to say, like, his relation to black music, black people is a large part of kind of who supports him or like where he makes his money. But then it's like, Drake been, I don't follow Drake on Instagram, so I don't know if maybe he tweeted something out.
I can't speak about Drake because I don't follow him.
That's part of the reason why I asked this question, is because just why are we immediately demonizing people who not saying anything?
No, but that's
the thing. When we don't know what they're doing on the front line.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You don't demonize them, but if you
you practically doing with that statement, though.
No. But that's what when I'm certain things. So, for example, with the whole J. Cole situation, right? With the whole with the
missing name,
name coming up with that with what she said, but J. Cole was protesting. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he didn't tweet. He didn't.
But it's still not known if that will happen after you was pressured and you got social pressure from people tweeting and stuff saying,
J. Cole was protesting, but he was, like, people recorded him. Like, he didn't even post him protesting.
Doesn't J. Cole have a history of doing this? Ferguson was an
example. Yeah, J. Cole been out there. J. Cole been out there.
The thing, and if you listen to the song that J. Cole put out addressing this whole situation, it's like, I get where she's coming from, and yes, he could have done the tweet and stuff like that, but, like, it also says something if you're just tweeting, but then being safe in your house and not. Like, I would rather, especially if J. Cole being J. Cole, going into the crowds and protesting and being part of the protest, than just tweeting about, Black Lives Matter, and then making an empty... Because then he can actually, he doesn't even have to do it.
But oftentimes, you actually showing up is less effective, because then it becomes, J. Cole is here and media surrounds him. Similar to what happens when Kanye and Kendrick be out there trying to protest. When Kanye was out there, he was there for 30 minutes because it took away from what the protest was actually about. And everybody's like, let's interview Kanye. Let's see what Kanye has to say. Let's put mics in front of Kanye's mouth and hear from the celebrity instead of let's rally around George Floyd or Black Lives Matter or police brutality, which is the actual focus, Kanye West or J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar.
I get what you're saying, but again, it was not in a situation where J. Cole was showing up as J. Cole. He did his best to make sure that people couldn't recognize him. He was standing there with fucking mask on and everything, and it was a couple of people that actually noticed him. And they took out their phone and they pointed at him. But it was not something that he was on a podium.
And I feel him.
Talking and he was legit even telling people, yo, take away your phone. It's not the time. It's not the moment to do this type of thing.
So, there's a legitimate debate that can be had as to which one is more effective. Are you tweeting and using your online platform or actually going out in the street? It's been a long-standing thing because there's many people who just feel that marching and the protesting don't really do thing, and they feel the change happens more in a legislative type of arena, actually having policies made and those type of things. But to me, it's a simple thing where you need both. There is no one or the other. They're both legitimate forms of protest.
Actually,
and you need
all three.
You need people tweeting, you need people protesting, you need people putting pressure on the lawmakers and whatnot to change laws and all
because,
of that.
Because I'm not gonna lie, I used to be like real hard-headed on Wood's point. No, when I mean hard-headed, I mean like I used to also heavily agree that, yo, doing a tweet or making a social media post or Instagram post, what the fuck that gonna do? That ain't doing nothing. Like, I more respect those people on the front lines in the protests and stuff like that. But with this whole era, this whole COVID thing, people shutting down, people, a lot of things shutting down. If you see how big of a role social media did have to play in this whole Black Lives thing, and had a role to play with legislation being passed and stuff like that, I do back down and be like, all right, cool. Social media, it plays a significant role as well.
It does definitely play a role, and I think just because I wanted to make a link with Drake. Look, if some random ass person goes to J. Cole and be like, yo, what the fuck you doing? Blah, 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 blah. You ain't posting, you ain't doing nothing. I don't even know if he posts. He made a song about this whole situation. So when it comes to J. Cole, like, at least if someone goes to him and be like, yo, what the fuck did you do during Black Lives Matter? Like, you could point out to the things that he did. With Drake, I have no fucking idea what he did. I haven't seen post. I haven't seen tweet. My name dropped a song. He dropped a song during COVID, but he didn't drop a song during back BLM. Although that song was done prior to COVID even starting, he just had to release.
Okay, what do we call? Let me ask this question then. When it comes to Drake. When it comes to donating or supporting BLM, what do we count as support? Do we count donations?
Anything you do, regardless? Because, like, here's the thing, right? At the end of the day, an artist is not the end-all be-all. An actor is not the end-all be-all. The only people that can actually make change are the politicians and stuff like that. So if an artist comes out, now that's money. It says they're going to donate to Black Lives Matter. Like, or whatever. That's cool. Anyway, so I don't know if Drake did anything because he's in a fucked up situation. Because if he donated and said that he donated, people can get on the ass. If he stays quiet and donates on the down low, people going to be on the ass because he didn't say that he donated.
All right, so just like, a quick search. He did donate to NAACP and Black Lives Matter.
I was just about to say.
So, with
how much? Just curious.
Give me a moment. Y'all continue. I go see if it declares that.
Again, I think this is my whole standpoint with this is if you benefited, if you're in an industry that benefits off of black people, I expect something from you. I don't expect something from hillbillies. I don't expect something from country singers. Like, I don't expect it.
But shouldn't we though?
I don't. I expect from R&B singers though. I expect from jazz singers. I expect from...
That's part of somewhat of the problem. Like, I get what you're saying, and I do understand. And I kind of share the similar thing. Like, there's certain people I'm just not expecting it from. But when it comes to Black Lives Matter, that is somewhat the problem. Like, when you think about police brutality...
That's my thing as well.
It really... How effective is it if black people are telling black people not to kill black people, or it's wrong that the police kill? Yeah. Like, if we're not the ones who doing what is the problem type of thing, how effective is it if we the ones hearing the solutions and listening to the conversation type of thing?
I get what you're saying, but what I meant with I don't expect certain. So if they do it, cool. But
like, that's where you need to see the change. I'm saying, that's all I'm saying.
And some of them did, like even with NASCAR. If you go into like, I would never. And this is what I don't.
That
expect.
Would catch me off guard. So, I ain't gonna lie. If it's a NASCAR thing, catch me off guard.
Does it? Cool. But I did not expect it from NASCAR. You understand? That's what I meant with it.
Yeah, so but you see
that I don't expect it from. Like, if they do it, that's cool. But there's certain companies still owned by white people, for example, that I do expect it from. Like Sony. Like, certain companies that benefited from black people that are owned by white people. Like Comedy Central, like CNBC, like CNN. Like, there's certain companies I expect it from because they have either black anchors. They have... Their company already are due to black people. Like, that's... Or at least black people contributed to it. either viewers or they have very high paid actors or whatever, certain companies are expected from. NASCAR has only one black rider.
And his black.
And they
and do. a lot of black people would question his blackness, but continue.
He's black.
Yeah.
He's black. And NASCAR supported him. We don't forget that it wasn't that long ago that we had a black partner. Again, with these partners. Anyway, we had a black man kneeling on one knee, and a whole organization was trying to fuck this man over.
Right.
That was the next thing I was going to ask y'all about.
I don't expect certain companies to then come, but if they do, good. You learned. If you don't, then we will fight you. You understand?
I don't know.
Boycott you or what? You? I still ain't bought shit in H&M, nigga.
Do you feel that the NFL wanting, or is them supposedly saying certain teams have an interest in Kaepernick or signing Kaepernick? Do y'all feel, do y'all believe it? Do y'all buy it? Do y'all think it's more hollow statements?
Biggs, if I, you know, I wish we could just open up a fucking GoFundMe and everybody put money to that GoFundMe and Kaepernick should never work in his fucking life again.
But if the man wants to play.
If he wants to play, cool. You understand? But this man should never have financial problems because he needs to play in NFL. What this man did, most people would have never done. Never.
And the backlash he get for it,
yes.
Too?
He should,
and sticking, and not only what he did. Nah, I do give him kudos for that, but what I really respect him for is sticking with
it. Double down, yeah, doubling down on it.
Because a lot of people would make that stance and be like, wow, but I got family and this. I got this to do, I got that to do. But all right, let me track back a little bit. I can't afford it still, but I still got to get this money. And you can't blame them for having that stance either.
Yeah.
But this man stick to it, went through whatever he went through. Granted, they are a little... I didn't do like 100% research of it. I did hear some things and check some articles. There are some shady stories of that whole thing on his behalf that I ain't too sure about.
Fuck those shady stories.
With in its totality, as in like him going what it actually was. Some crap about him actually like giving in to the NFL or something along those lines. Like basically going and get by staying quiet he gonna get a certain amount. So if that is true, I don't agree with that,
because like, all of that was some of what people was questioning from the NDA, the first thing, like when Kaepernick took the NFL to courts and whatnot. There was an agreement made where they it was proven that the NFL was colluding or whatever to keep him out type of thing, so he won the lawsuit. But there was some settlement that we never found out because there's an NDA attached to it.
Yeah. I think like, when the NDA is more tied to the amount that he received. Like, he's not allowed to talk about what the agreement was.
But you see, the other thing, we're not sure, because I hear the opposite. I hear the NDA was that he can't speak no more about anti-NFL stuff, period.
But he still does, though. So I don't get...
I haven't...
Black Lives Matter and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I haven't heard him speak anything about the NFL. His whole thing was...
He doesn't have to anymore.
Yeah, but as a whole thing, if you have them in such a position where they have to make a settlement on it, why take your neck off it? Why take pressure off their neck? No.
That
might be a real bad reference in his
Yeah,
time.
It actually was. let's just say the NDA was like, okay, we're gonna pay you this money and you like just let this cool down, die down. What the fuck he did, it didn't change any situation of it, dog. It was getting so bad that they were bringing in Jay-Z to try to PR the ass and stuff like that to change.
But if the reason I fighting, not like if you was the general, you leading the army, you leading the fight, you leading the cause, And all of a sudden, you just go say bye. Okay, let me just go back in the middle there with the rest of them. I don't want to get shot right away. I gonna lose motivation if I was sitting around next to you.
No, but he ain't stopped talking about Black Lives Matter. He wasn't talking about Black Lives Matter specifically of the NFL when he kneeled. He was talking about cop
police. Brutality. You're talking about police brutality.
He
yeah.
Did not
yeah.
stop talking about police brutality. So I don't know why, if what deal did he make with the NFL? So that he could, like, because the deal would have to be specifically about him talking about police brutality.
But I speculated on both sides. Because on my side, I don't know too much as well. Yeah. And on your side, no, we don't know too much as well.
This just reminds me of this whole Jay-Z being with fucking black man making money. So he has to be with the Illuminati and stuff. That's what just what this smells of. And that's why I don't like it.
I don't know. With my take on it, my whole point on it is that if he did take an NDA for like a certain amount of money and he can't continue with his stuff, or it was certain speculation on that, to me that's a bit selling out. And that's why I say with everything I don't particularly agree with, but I don't have all the information either.
I think the NDA again is just about the amount of money he had received, and that's why we don't know what the amount of money is. But yeah.
All right, do we believe anything do we believe the NFL? That was the central question. Fuck corporate social responsibility. Like that's
yeah.
That's the theme of this episode.
Yeah. Nah. I'm glad they come up they finally learn that they're wrong, but fuck the NFL.
Do you think they learned that they're wrong? No, they knew what Kaepernick was kneeling about and turned it into the man is disrespecting the veterans or the flag or America. Like
yep.
From jump, they misconstrued the man's intentions and what the protest was about and turned it into a bunch of nonsense.
Now it's been the financial threat.
But, again, I rather they even begrudgingly learn, quote unquote, because I know they didn't, not that I like the way this sounds, but this is basically what it is. You're either with us or against us.
Because
What
do you mean, nah?
Nah, yo.
Because right now, the only way they're going to be changed is... Because, look, right now, what are you fighting for? You're fighting for political change. The only way you're going to get political change is you're the majority. So, even if someone you don't agree with, because right now what is the goal? Because the target you have to formalize on a target. What is the target? Police brutality. Mm-hmm. Are you with us or against us? The more people that are with us, the more likelihood you're going to see change. So even though you know this fucking person has ulterior motives, if you can all agree on one thing, you're gonna get change faster. Look,
the sad part is we all agree on police. At least most of us do agree when it comes to police brutality. But the change is where we differ.
Yeah.
Like how we affect change and where do we affect? Because the whole defund the police thing and all of that means it's going around. And there's mad people who are like saying it's a necessary thing. Mad people saying, "Yo, this is the most ridiculous idea ever." Because people not listening to each other in terms of what does the actual nuanced discussion mean? But like with defund the police, people hearing okay, abolish cops, similar to with Black Lives Matter, people saying, but what about like ally? What about black white people and this? Like it turns into one of those things, or when women say all men are trash type of things. Like they don't literally mean all, but there's a large majority that might be like is one of those type of things, and that's where it's come now to like.
Yeah, but that's what needs to happen. You have to have this type of discourse. To then come
into yeah, but if I'm not in your way, if I'm not blocking you, if I just choose not to have opinion about this type of something, or I choose not to speak up about my opinion about it, that don't mean I against you either.
No, but if you the NFL,
profiting
the majority of players are fucking black, you either with us, but that's why I'm telling you, certain people, like, I already knew the NFL was against us. But, and I already said it, fuck the NFL. But they know if they don't address this now, they fucked. You understand? You're either with us or against us.
What do y'all think about what going on with the NBA and what Kyrie was trying to do to cause like a strike on for the players? Because Kyrie Irving was one of the people leading somewhat of a talk to be like, yo, if we just go back and play. Basically the same conversation we having today of like his thing is us as NBA players playing in the league, all we doing is serving as a distraction and people gonna forget about the cause and we not the all the momentum and some of the ground that has been gained with all the protests and stuff like that. It can just revert back to normal and people gonna forget about George Floyd and police brutality and whatnot if the NBA players, so he's trying to organize like a strike and get them to not come back.
I agree with it.
You see, I feel this is one of the things that the message being lost because of the messenger. For like, for instance, if somebody like LeBron had said this and give the same sentiments and have the same feeling, it would have a lot more traction and would gain more thing than if
kind of flat earth person.
Yeah, the flat earth person. The fact that he's been being like, okay, granted, let me put this out there. I am not no basketball fanatic. This is all things I heard for other basketball fanatics and from read the little articles that I see online and the little other people that I listen to. Kyrie, from what I've been told and heard, Kyrie is not the most like people friendly of person.
Yeah, he's not one. Very well liked.
Two, it seems like he, not only that, it seems like he does a lot of things for self. So with that's concerned, the example was brought up. Yeah, he only saying this now because he had no way of possibly making the playoffs, period.
He was injured, so it's like he don't have no stake in the fight anyway.
You have no game to play either if he had to come back. You wasn't playing. I feel kind of get like...
I get that, but...
It's kind of important to look into as well.
But that doesn't make what he's saying wrong, though.
No, but that's what I'm saying. The message getting construed because of the messenger. If Hitler come and tell you all Black Lives Matter, you'll be like, what the fuck? But it's the message is still thing, but it's Hitler.
Yeah. Look, I feel that we are too accustomed of fighting every battle at the same time. And this is a problem that we have.
I explain now.
Yeah.
What I mean with that is, let's say right now, this person has a bunch of other problems, right? He says one right thing. People want to associate other people for what, like, for example, let's say King is a known misogynistic devil. Let's just say that for a second.
Why right? me though? Why me?
That is the devil.
Because that's I don't know. You just come on. There's no relation to what I just said, people. I just make.
Tell them how you really feel.
Yes.
I understand.
So that
is the devil.
And me and King never agrees, and my public is completely different to King's public, but we both socially known.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a problem coming up, and King comes with an idea, and me and him are in agreement, but I won't agree with him because of his past doings. No, fuck that. If I want change, I take in everybody that agrees with me to fight, dog.
So again, I'm going to use this example. So you would take somebody like Hitler in the Black Lives Matter movement?
Yes, any fucking body.
Nah, you sick.
Yo, it comes down
you
to
solidarity. I can't agree with that.
It comes down to solidarity, dog. When I read this a couple of days ago. When back in the day, when our grandparents was fighting for rights in the working place, dog, it didn't matter what your politics was. It didn't matter if you're a racist or not. It was you against that company, dog. In solidarity. If you want to close down the company for 2-3 weeks, it doesn't matter who it is, black, white, Asian, everybody standing in the picket line until they get what they want. And that's missing right now, dog. We missing solidarity. So if one person in the NBA in this situation, it's not the LeBron of the NBA, but it is someone of the NBA comes away with
the problem. The problem is LeBron said we're doing the opposite.
Yeah.
Like LeBron made it clear that it's like, yo, I'm not down for that. So it's like all the people who stand with LeBron, who fuck with LeBron because of his influence, his power, who LeBron is basically, is like there's a lot more people riding with LeBron than there is with Kyrie Irving. And that makes it like a
our problem in our generation is we lack solidarity.
But to me it's not necessarily that. Like, to me the issue is people want conformity. People talk about unity, but they mistake it, they misconstrue it with conformity, where you see a lot of people saying, oh, you have to think exactly like I think. But it's like, no. Like, to me, the only answer to changing a lot of solutions is cooperation. In both sense, the verb and the noun. In a sense, corporations, to me, that is what is going to get Black people out of poverty. That is one of the main issues, in my opinion, that faces Black people. If you in a poor environment with lack of resources and all of these things, we need to change. Like, class is a big part of where the race thing, in my opinion, gets misconstrued. So it's like, listen, Woods, you feel like this is the answer. Find another Black person that thinks and agrees with what your answer is, and y'all two get on a group. Form a corporation and start making, like, working towards a solution. It could be a non-profit, but it's the same thing. You are working together to solve this one goal, and you could believe whatever it is you believe, but you agree on this one thing. Yeah. Like, you don't need to. And this person, the person you're working with, could be a lawyer, you're a designer, y'all coming from two different fields, y'all don't think the same, but y'all agree on this one thing, which is the important thing. Let's say that is police reform, if that's what your organization is about, and you just the marketing person, this person is the legal person, but the main goal is police reform type of thing. Because people ain't never going to all agree on the same thing. Like, we never gonna think the same. The only thing we could do is like issue by issue. That's why I agree about Woods is saying, like, kind of what it's all like, what you more asking for is a uniformity, where it's like Hitler, yeah, he's a fucked up dude, but he agrees with me on this, and that's all I need him for. I'm not trying to say I bring you aboard to be my spokesperson or nothing, but I'm using your vote or I'm taking your donations because you're supporting Black Lives Matter in this instance. It's like, I ain't turning down your donations. It takes me back to like the charity that turned down donations from 6ix9ine. It's like, how genuine are you about solving whatever problem your charity is about if you turn in down donations from 6ix9ine? I understand he's a problematic figure, you might not want to be associated with him, but it's like,
that is a more difficult something, because yeah, there's ramifications about taking money that had been come from legal aspects, and there's a whole legal thing with that whole donation thing is concerned. I see what you're saying, but with that specific case, I feel like it is a little bit different. But you see, the thing is, all right, I get what are you saying, right? But I guess maybe this is a more principled matter for me. I can't see myself. I don't know, but I can't see myself. Like, even like, for instance, like same example, I think. I can't see myself in a match, shoulder to shoulder, with somebody like Hitler. Okay. Even though he thinks that one on this one topic, we might agree with this one topic. When you have a whole bunch of fuck that you do in the past, that I'm sorry, that there's some things.
Hitler is an extreme example.
Yes. But they're going to have those. They're going to have those extremities as well.
Okay. Let me pose this question then. Ken, you work in? No, I mean, Sean, you work in a factory, and you know that three other So it's 10 people working on your shift. You know, 4 other people you working with are racist. But the company doing some bullshit fuckery right now. And you, everybody, the racist community, you guys, they're fucking with us like they want to cut our pay. Let's strike. But the only way it's going to work if all of you are in solidarity with one another.
But I ain't gonna lie to you. I would have to think long and hard about that.
So you're gonna let the company fuck you in the ass then?
But I have to think long and hard about that. Right? Because me, how my principle is in general, I'd quicker leave.
You can't leave that.
How you mean you can't leave?
No, your situation doesn't allow you to leave that.
But I would have to think long and hard about that one. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Really? Corporations are not people. I'm gonna fucking deal with the corporations first. And then with the racist shit we don't agree on, dog, I'm gonna tackle that afterward. But right now,
yeah, that's
we agree on this one thing. Let's finish with, let's check one problem off of the checking list. And then, oh, you think I don't have, I'm not allowed to have rights? Okay, now I'm gonna tackle with y'all. But I corporations first, because most of the problems we have on this fucking earth is due to corporations to start. Corporations are the biggest problems we have. The reason why we have most of the problems on the world is due to corporations.
I don't necessarily blame one specific thing. I believe it's a combination of both. But I see, I can understand your reasoning with that. I don't know, but honestly, I still have to think, because I can't see, honestly, I can't see myself doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. But you're not going to get anywhere if you don't work with people you don't agree with.
That is definitely true. And that's why a lot of people out there is bigger people than me. Because I don't know, like, okay, cool. Like she was saying, the Hitler thing was maybe a bit of a drastic something.
Would you work with Kanye West?
Let's do it more. What?
Would you work with Kanye West?
If I would work with Kanye West, yes. Because
for a common goal, knowing that he supported Trump and all that.
If Kanye West tell you he got 10 million or something like that to donate into your company, your business that you're trying to get started, do you take the money?
That's a good question. If I was better question. If Trump had offered me that money, I wouldn't take it.
No. Okay, let's just say in a hypothetical world, Trump is still the same person he was, but he believes in Black Lives Matter. And he donates money for Black Lives Matter. Do you take the money? He's the same person. Still doesn't like Mexicans. But he thinks
if I'm okay. Wait.
Police brutality is a problem.
Police brutality is a problem.
Yes.
And Trump has the same history with other races that he does know.
Yes.
And I am, let's say, one of the head organizers from Black Lives Matter.
Yes, and he.
Do I take the money from Trump? No.
Yeah, I would. And I would still be like, nigga.
To me, the shit Trump has done, and how much he has gone against, let's say, the Mexicans and other races of minority, to me, taking that money would undermine any work we're doing socially when it comes to the psychological aspect of the community.
To me, there's another aspect basically as to why I might not take the money in that scenario. And to me, is that usually leads to control/leverage basically. Mm. Oh, you took this money.
I didn't even think about that.
No, it's quid pro quo. You know the phrase I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, you scratch your back, I scratch mine. You know what I'm trying to say. Like, I feel it in every aspect, but you know what I'm trying to say. Like,
I get it, but I feel like we've been programmed in a sense to be skeptical of everything
and cynical,
and that is also a reason why we're in this situation to begin with, because I.
Yeah, but
this is the same thing with unions, that a lot of like companies paid politicians to demonize unions so that people don't trust unions, and now because there's no unions, we have less
workers' rights
and influence. So like there's a lot of shit that we are in due to our skepticism to begin with. And I find in certain things, like, we just have to have a little bit more solidarity in a common goal, because we have to be more goal-driven and not sometimes swallow our pride in a sense. Because I'm a leftist. I'm fucking left. And I've had conversations with friends that are left, and they'd be like, yeah, they don't want to work with this man, with this person specifically, because he's right. Or his political views don't align with me, so I'd rather not work with him on a common goal like Black Lives Matter. And I'm like, yo, we have to move past that, because that's you need to work with people you are in agreement with on a certain topic to even achieve a goal to start.
To me, it's one. It goes back to like what we were saying earlier in regards to like, do we need protesting, marching, people in politics? It's one of those things again, where you need the segregationist, you need the integrationist. Like you need people who is like, yo, I don't like people who disagree with me. I'm just working with my own people, and we can just move in this direction. I'm not trying to stop you or get in your way. Yeah, but you go ahead, you go try and talk to them and work together with them. I'm gonna do my thing over here. Like, you just need both people. Like, you can't discount either side.
I agree with that as well, because to a certain extent, okay, maybe not. This is a selfish reason for agreeing.
Yeah.
What were you saying once?
Because, okay, the only reason I'm saying this is because I've seen people within our community demonizing people that are working with other people to achieve the same goal that they're trying to achieve. You understand? And that's where I'm coming from. So you're basically, what you're doing is you're attacking the people that are trying to achieve the same goal as you are, because they either did something to receive money from something or someone, but they are trying to achieve the same goal that you are trying to achieve. So you're making now within the own group that you have, you are now making you're fighting within the own group, the commonality that you have with one another, because that's where I'm coming from. You understand? I'm not coming from, like, no. If you don't want to work with them, I get it, but don't demonize the people that are trying to achieve the same goal.
But then, wait. Okay, cool. You see what you're saying there? That's basically what I'm saying with people not saying anything about BLM.
There's a difference with not saying anything and having a different approach. You're not saying anything. You're not doing anything, saying anything. That's different from both people saying something but doing it in a different way.
Okay, yeah, no, you're right. You're right with that. Different, eh? What I also was going to say, crap, I forget my other main point. Anyway, I continue.
Question. Quick, Rashid, quick time check. How long?
Right, we are
an hour and 11 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
All right, we could start thinking, but... Damn it, I forget my wait, Jesus Christ.
To me, like, it's just one of those things. I agree with where Woods is coming from. We need more solidarity, we need more cooperation amongst people, but it's tricky. Because I know I'm more on the side of, like, I'm finding like-minded people and we're going to work together type of thing versus, to me, I just feel, in my personal opinion, it's more a productive use of my time spending, like, for example, talking to black people and, like, let's deal with our colorist issues and stuff than me going to talk to white people and try to convince them to not be racist type of thing.
But that's again, well, if I remember what I was saying, is a personal something. Because, like, for example... If you're a person that cares about how things are being done rather than the end outcome, then you're going to, like what King would say, you're going to find somebody that has like-minded. But if you're somebody that don't care about how the end goal is being thing, then you're going to work with somebody like Woods. Because, like, for instance, if you don't care how your $10 million was made, then screw it. You could do it. You can either be doing drugs. You could be doing human trafficking. You could steal. You could rob. Things like that. It depends on your moral principles. I care about how that money is being made. I would care where that money coming from, because my principles and my values is a certain way. So I'm not going to take money or take anything from somebody who's complete opposite. I'm not going to work with a rapist or a murderer. I'm not gonna work with a rapist.
Why are you always going to such extremes?
because that's what a lot of it is. I understand where you're going from, Woods, where it comes to like the little differences. Like, if I Democrat, Republican, that shouldn't matter if we all working for police reform. I understand that. But what I also saying is that we have these extreme cases. What he's saying, we have these extreme cases where the fucking, let's say we use the states, for example, where one of those Supreme Court judge is a rapist, or is a child molester, but yet he coming out in a community doing community service and the community supporting them and all kind of stuff like that. Where do you fall with that then? Do you still work with this person because they're doing good work in the community, or do you condemn them because they're fucking up the community at the same time? If you go around raping children and stuff like that, you fucking the community at the same time. Literally, you fucking the community.
Yeah, but
So again, that we have those situations in society. Like it's not that big of an extreme example.
Yeah.
So that's my whole thing. You have to draw the line somewhere, yeah, or at least I feel.
When it comes to BLM specifically, it's a
George Soros.
It's a government institution. It's a government-owned institution fucking up the people.
Yes, but what we fail in, a lot of people just forget. Run that dog. It is an organization, yes, but people are in run of everything. Yes. People are in charge of everything, dog.
Yes, but it's your tax dollars. So at the end of the day, I get when it comes to certain topics. Yes, look at the people's background. Look who you fighting with. But when it comes to BLM specifically and cops to cop brutality specifically, you can't be too picky who you standing next to. Because if it was just you standing in a crowd of people, you don't know what these people do. No, you're going to check everyone you're standing next to. You could have been standing next to a killer. You don't know. But in that moment, you're in solidarity. So why, like, again, you can't go and check everybody who you're in solidarity with, because that does not exist. It doesn't make any sense. Are you going to vet everybody you're standing with? That doesn't help your goal at all. Because everybody did some type of stupid shit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but there's a difference between. There's a difference between doing stupid shit and, like, being pure evil.
Some people you know did some pure evil shit, but you don't know about it. He your best friend.
Yeah. Again,
this is another issue where I feel like it's a moderation thing. Is both of y'all right? Again. Like that's the central theme of what we're on today. You need some skepticism, but you need the solidarity in certain moments. It's a case by case thing. It depends on the situation, what cause, who are we talking about, how much money or what kind of support. Like,
I think it's just my whole perspective is just if it's you against the government, like, I get you have your stuff, but right now we fighting bigger things, dog. Because these people killing people and they just walking away scot-free.
Because I feel like Woods, you come in more from a Congress, like a political landscape type of perspective, where it's like, let's put left and right aside and let's solve the problem type of thing. Versus I feel kind of thinking more like a march, like donations type of thing. And both approaches, both ideologies are valid in the different scenarios. Mm-hmm. And that's where some of the hang up is, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we could say so.
I just get to bring unity. I'm just trying to bring us together.
I disagree with Woods, because in those small aspects, it's true. Like, and what King was saying as well, if you always go in with people you agree with, the actual problem would never solve. The conversation would never happen. Seeing the differences and talking about the differences would never come. But at the same time, you can't just be fucking matching with every Tom, Dick, and Harry either.
Yeah.
But I guess.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good place to end this conversation on, realizing that unity is key, like cooperation, that let's not use unity.
Solidarity.
I think the main topic was I guess everybody could somewhat agree with that we do have somewhat of a social responsibility to bring up the stuff that's going on around us, especially if it does affect you or if it does play some kind of
factor. And again, as long as it's within your wheelhouse, as long as it's within your realm of expertise and you actually know what you're saying without further worsening the problem in some ways by adding or spreading misinformation.
Like the 5Gers out there, you know who you are.
The flat. I put the flat earthers there too. I'm sorry.
But at least, like, the flat earthers ain't killing people and burning down things.
Okay. Yeah.
The earth is flat, man. They're harmless. They're harmless, man.
I would say there's something else less too, but you know, I ain't gonna disrespect nobody. But I think King, right? I think we could pretty much end this here, fellas. I have no plugs. Rashid, you got any plugs? Rashid got no plugs. Woods, you got any plugs?
Woods. You can tell the people?
Yeah. I finally am going to drop a track next month. The song is just me. Like, If you think you know me, like, you listen to the song and be like, yeah.
It makes sense.
It makes sense.
I hope, like, and that was one of the things. I was privileged enough to hear the song he's referencing, and I can also co-sign it. I'll say the song is very Woods. It is indeed a very good song, though. Like, y'all might think of Woods. If you enjoy Woods' contribution on the podcast, I feel like you'll enjoy the song. You might be surprised, because, like, I told him earlier today, I was genuinely impressed. I didn't know, like, I just woke up, saw the song, had no expectations, basically, of what it was going to sound like, and I was like, oh, okay then. Got some bars in there. Like, I don't want to spoil the surprise, but got some bars in there.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and I'm going to just say, you know, make sure to go stream the Mr. King LP. And, yeah, I'm working on some new music as well. Hearing Wood song had me inspired to get back in the booth a little bit and thing. And I was trying to finish up a song that I have that Woods produced and whatnot. So that coming eventually. I ain't going to release that song. Ain't done. And they're probably gonna go on a project, so I don't think they're just gonna release it as one song. So that's somewhere down the line, a couple months from now and stuff like that. But be on the lookout for new music eventually. In the meantime, stream the Mr. King LP. And with all of that being said, I think that's it. So peoples, we appreciate you listening. Make sure to like and subscribe if you haven't already. There's the Spotify version for those who want to hear audio only.
Also Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, and a lot of host of other platforms and stuff. Yeah, so with all of that being said, people, thank you for listening, and we'll see y'all the next time we link up.
Peace.